Hey, darlings, it's Shauna Renee, and welcome to Shauna Renee's Fab Life, the podcast. I was just thinking today that August will be 20 years since I started my career as a broadcast professional. And over the course of those 20 years, I think I've done it all. I've done terrestrial radio, right? That's broadcast radio. I've done internet radio, I've done satellite radio, and now I'm doing podcasting, which I love. I think of all of them, podcasting is probably my favorite because there's a lot of freedom to podcasting and there's this exchange of ideas and information that I absolutely love, and doing it without having to worry about ratings or without having to worry about somebody getting on your back because you're cursing, or without really having to worry about being in the studio at a particular time. Sometimes I do my podcast from the comfort of my own couch. That's the beautiful thing about it. And if you're someone who has ideas or a business or information or a cause that you want to share with the rest of the world, podcasting is a wonderful way to do it. And so I'm going to teach you how. If you're an aspiring podcaster, maybe a beginning podcaster, and you want to learn more about how to do it, well, Podcast Pros on Facebook and Twitter is what you want to check out. Again, that's Podcast Pros, P-R-O-S-E. There on our Facebook feed and our Twitter feed, you will find information on our podcast about podcasts. Also, there'll be tons of videos there and information about workshops and seminars that are coming up. In fact, in honor of my 20th anniversary as a broadcaster, I'll be doing a workshop, a one-day intensive workshop in August here in Washington, D.C. So make sure you sign up. That means give me your email address so I can let you know all the details. All right. So again, that's at Podcast Pros, P-R-O-S-E, Facebook and Twitter. And why don't we go ahead and get on with the show? All right, darling. So I know it has been a couple of weeks since we've had an opportunity to speak, and that's because I spent some time down in Florida on vacation and checking on my family. While I was down there, I actually recorded a podcast. It was my reaction to Jay-Z's 444 album, which we listened to on the way down to Florida. We drove and then on the way back. And I had such, I don't want to ruin it because I'm going to post the podcast, but I love the album and I love what Jay-Z is doing. And so I put this 45-minute podcast together. And then right as I was about to post it, the phone rang and I had another 45-minute to an hour conversation with a friend of mine who, through some of the things that he said, kind of shifted my perspective a little bit. So I wanted to add some of those new thoughts and ideas to the podcast, edit them in so that it was a more complete representation of what I thought. And it just took me a little longer to do it than I expected. So I'm going to post that podcast as a bonus sometime later on this week. So just keep an eye out for that wherever you find the podcast, either on my social media pages, the website, fablife101.com. And now, of course, we're on iTunes. So if you're listening through iTunes, you can find that there. All right. But this week, or at least on this podcast, I want to talk about something that keeps coming up time and time again. Now, I don't believe in coincidences. I think the universe conspires in such a way that anytime we see something or hear something or have an idea, thought over and over and over again, it's because we need to pay attention. It's like the universe trying to get our attention, saying, hello, Shauna, do you see this conversation coming up time and time again? That's because there's something here that may apply to your own life. Or maybe because I'm in the business of sharing ideas, there's an idea here that you need to share because somebody is dealing with it and someone needs this information. So over the last couple of weeks, I have been very fortunate to get a couple of new coaching clients. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but I have a coaching service called The Feminine Art of Balance. That's what FAB stands for. And so, yeah, I was able to attract some really cool and like kick-ass women to the business. And surprisingly, as fabulous as they already are, they are all having a really difficult time transitioning from one point in their life to another, right? So one of them is dealing with personal transitions and the other is dealing with professional transitions. And they all, and I'm working with about four women now, they're all kind of in the same place where it's like, I don't know why I can't get to this next place. And when I work with people, we start off and I always ask them, well, why do you think it is? And inevitably, we, and I say we because this has been part of my experience too, and I'll tell you about it in just a minute, but inevitably we all start pointing at other people and other things. You know, I don't have a house because I live in Washington, D.C., and it is just way too expensive to purchase a house here. I am not in a relationship because all the men out here are whack and they don't know how to treat a woman and they know nothing about commitment. And so that's why I don't have children, because I don't have a man, or I don't have the job I want because, you know, my boss is an idiot and can't see all of the value that I bring to the company. It's always someone else's fault. And the reality is, when we find ourselves stuck, it may be someone else's fault. It may be something outside of us that may be making it difficult. But the truth is, it's really just what's going on inside of ourselves, because no one can control anything other than themselves. So if anyone has been able to move from one point to another, it's because they've come to the realization that they've got to do it despite all that is going on around them. Why? Because there's no way to control it. There's no way to really manipulate it. All that is internal work. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes, but I want to tell you about something that happened to me some years ago. When I was in my 20s and I was just starting off in the business and not making a whole lot of money, not making any money, I was really struggling trying to pay the bills. So I was looking for ways to supplement my income. And I came up with this idea of selling what maybe you would call natural beauty products, not beauty products in terms of makeup, but like herb and essential oil infused body sprays, or I used to make these little packages of herbs. They were like what I call bath packs, and you'd put them on the bathtub and the water would flow through and it'd create like this sweet smelling herbal bath. And they all had medicinal properties, but they also were just kind of to relax and make you smell good and make you feel good. And this was something, again, this was back in like the late 90s, maybe early 2000. This was before everyone and their mama was doing this kind of thing. And so I called the company Subtle Essence, and I had a menu of all of the different things that I offered. I made connections with essential oil wholesalers and herbal wholesalers. I mean, I had the whole thing down, a business plan, everything. The only thing I didn't have was a website, because websites were really new at that time. And so, you know, you couldn't like do a WordPress site or, you know. But anyway, I had the whole idea together and I was really excited about it. And I remember that I was going to visit a relative whose opinion mattered quite a bit to me. And I wanted to tell them all about this project. And I'm like, look, you know, this is what I've got. And I didn't just come to them with an idea. I came to them with the whole kit and caboodle, the business plan, samples, everything. And as I started to explain the idea and how I wanted to sell them and what it was about and why it was important to me, I could just see her face just kind of twist up. And the first thing she said after my presentation, because I kind of pitched it to her, I wasn't really looking for money or anything. I just was looking for approval, right? And so her face kind of twisted up and she said to me, well, who's going to buy this? I've never even heard of anything like this. This is ridiculous. Nobody's going to buy this. And I mean, when I tell you, my heart just dropped. Like, it was almost like she punched all the air out of me. And I remember after being there for a couple of days, just feeling defeated and going home and just taking all of my stuff, because I had all the samples and the herbs and the oils and everything, and just packing it up and putting it in the box and putting it up in the closet and forgetting all about it. And I mean, I was so defeated that I actually had people who had ordered stuff. I had a couple of pending orders and I refunded their money and I just decided I wasn't going to do it, because this one person whose opinion matters so much to me as a young woman was so negative that my confidence was destroyed. I mean, it just took one person to destroy that. And it took me years before I had the confidence to actually move forward with another business idea and make it a reality. Now, I'd had plenty of ideas before that, between that, right? But I would have the idea and then get really scared and just let it go. Or I talk about it and then decide that's not what I want to do and leave it. So, I mean, there was a point in time in my life where I had like a pile of really good business ideas just in the corner of my office collecting dust. And it wasn't until I started reading and the universe kind of brought a coach into my life. And I just started looking myself in the mirror and speaking to myself that I developed the confidence that was necessary for me to move forward. So today's podcast is all about what you do when you've lost your confidence for whatever reason. And I'm going to give you five things that I was able to do to beat, I don't want to call it the blues, the blahs, to beat that negative self-talk that strips us of our confidence. And these are some of the things that I share with my coaching clients as well. So the first thing really goes back to the story that I told, and it's all about tightening your circle. We do not allow negative Nancys into our life. We do not allow people to project their fears onto us. If they don't understand, then they need to ask questions, not discourage us from moving forward. Everyone doesn't know everything. If you have an idea and you are really dead serious about making it a reality, even if you don't know what you're doing, you don't need someone telling you you don't know what you're doing. You need someone making positive suggestions or giving you ideas about where to find the information or the resources or whatever it is that you need to get done whatever you're trying to do. So you've got to tighten your circle. Stay away from negative people, and that is especially family and friends. Because family members and close friends' opinions, they matter so much to you. And sometimes they're the ones that will throw you off more than just an acquaintance or someone who just knows you in passing. So when I have an idea, and especially when I'm not sure about it yet, when I'm still working it out in my head, I don't talk to anyone about it. I don't talk to my mom. I don't talk to my dad. I don't talk to my best friend. I just work it out on my own. And finally, when I get some clarity around it, that's when I begin to talk to people. And I'll just give them a little bit and see how they react. You know, I'm thinking about this, or, you know, I was reading an article and they said that this is the next big thing. And if I hear, oh, well, I don't know, boom, boom, shut it down. We won't talk about it anymore. I only allow positive people in my life during the gestation period of whatever transition it is that I'm trying to make or whatever I'm trying to develop, right? So if you are looking to attract a new relationship to your life, you're looking to transition maybe from single life into married life, maybe married life back into single life, you don't need someone telling you, oh, it's scary out there. Oh, you know, all men cheat, or, you know, 50% of people who get married get divorced. You don't need that kind of information. You need people who are going to encourage you, tell you how beautiful you are, tell you how spectacular you are, tell you that, you know what, you can get anything that you want to and that you would deserve the best. That's what you need. That's what you need. So we cut all negative people out. We seek out folks who have succeeded in whatever it is that we intend to do, right? So you're cutting the people off. You need to replace them with someone. There was a time in my life where for whatever reason, I felt just really negative. I felt like I was just becoming one of those negative people. I wasn't very happy. I didn't feel very friendly or gregarious, and I wanted to feel that way. And so I remember thinking about the most friendly, gregarious, outgoing, happy people that I knew in my life, and I identified two of them. And I started calling them on a regular basis and setting up like meetings. We would, you know, go to lunch or go have a glass of wine after work, or maybe go walking or running. I just wanted to be in their company because they had achieved exactly what I was trying to achieve, and that was to at least appear to be happy, feel good, full of energy, vibrant. So I surrounded myself with people like that until it kind of rubbed off on me, or because I'm never afraid to ask, how do you do this? How does this work? Can you share with me your secrets? Until I learned what it was I needed to know in order to move forward. And I tell single women that I meet all the time, like, forget your single friends, forget all of these single men writing books and telling you what men want. find a married friend and ask your married friend, what does she know about making her relationship work? And listen to what she says. Now, here's what's going to happen. Your married friend is not going to tell you all the good stuff. Your married friend is going to tell you the bad stuff and the good stuff. But that's what you need. You need that balance, because even though I say to you, and this may sound a bit contradictory, that you want people in your life who are always going to pour positivity in you, they also need to pour the truth into you. So yes, if you talk to someone about marriage, they'll say marriage is hard. Marriage requires a lot of sacrifice, but it's worth it. And if you want it, you'll have it. That's what you need in your life. The second thing, it kind of goes back to that as well, that we lose confidence when we don't have the confidence in our knowledge and our ability. And the best way to develop whatever knowledge or ability or skills you need is to educate yourself, to actually go out and seek that information. So again, it may be from the people that you are now surrounding yourself with. It may mean that you need to take a class or get a certification or go out here and get some real world life experience. I've got clients who are looking to take their career to the next level. And I ask all of them, well, if that's what you're doing, why haven't you done it? Well, because I need an MBA in order to do this. So go get your MBA, or at the very least, go learn whatever it is that you need to know, because your MBA are three letters that represent a collection of ideas, knowledge, and information that you should be able to bring to your job or your situation. So get that if you can't afford to actually go back to school and get an MBA. I mean, God, everything is on the internet. Seriously. You want a relationship? Well, you know, educate yourself on what it is that you need to know. Like, not just about how to attract a man, but how to become the kind of woman that the man that you want will be attracted to, right? There's a difference. Can I say that again? Not just how to attract a man, but how to become the kind of woman that a man you want to attract will be attracted to. There's a big difference. We all can attract a man. That's not hard. You just put on a little bit of lipstick, a smile, and, you know, stretch your stuff down the street in a cute dress. You'll attract a man. But what kind of man do you want? And you'll attract that kind of man once you become the kind of woman that that kind of man is attracted to. So educate yourself about that. Number three is to think about all of the things that are going right in your life, no matter how big or how small, and to not just think about them, but get a piece of paper out along with the pen and write those things down. I love doing this exercise with my coaching clients. What's going well? And it takes them a while, especially if they're really in a funk, but I'm like, something's going right. Nothing's going wrong. I'm like, okay, so you were talking to me on a fancy smartphone that obviously you're able to pay the bill for. So something's going right. Even if it's just, hey, I woke up this morning and I feel pretty good. When you shift your way of thinking, when you get out of that negative space and you just automatically put yourself in a more positive space, it's almost like everything else adjusts in order to support that. So I always try to tell people, and I do this a lot for myself, whenever I'm feeling really down, whenever it's like, oh God, the world is just coming down on me and I can't hold it up, I just start thinking about all of those good things, the things that are okay. It's okay. My son is healthy. I'm healthy. My mama loves me. My air conditioning works, and that's a good thing because it's 100 degrees outside. My favorite show comes on tonight. Just anything that you can find that's positive, then all of a sudden things start to feel a lot better. This is a way too to build confidence, because when you start thinking about things that are right, you realize that you've done something in order for things to go right. And when you realize that you've actually done something, you've achieved something, you also then realize that you can achieve so much more. So when I talk to my clients and they talk about these women that I coach, I hate even calling them clients because they're really my friends, honestly, my sisters. And we talk about their professional goals. And I'm like, okay, well, you're afraid to take it to the next step, but you took so many steps to get here and it worked out for you. Why are you stopping here? You didn't graduate from college and move into this job. You worked your way up. And we start to examine what happened between then and now. And there's always a lot of stuff there. And that's another show for another time. But if you've been able to go from administrative assistant to middle manager, then there was some things done in between those two positions that were done correctly. So those same things can be applied, or those same lessons can be applied from your middle management to your upper management transition. So knowing what, or identifying what's going well for yourself, is a great way to move you to the next level, because you can then just automatically hold on to the confidence that you've at least done it once and can possibly do it twice. Number four, you got to see it. I am a huge advocate of visualization. Visualization is so powerful, and we don't talk about it a lot. Athletes visualize a lot. I'm sure you've heard athletes talk about it. I see myself making that basket. I see myself, you know, getting to the finish line first. I see myself holding that trophy up over my head. I see my performance. Athletes do it well. For whatever reason, we don't apply that to other parts or other areas of our lives. You see anything. See yourself in a healthy relationship. See yourself in the corner office. See yourself in that beautiful new house. See yourself sitting around a bunch of friends at a barbecue. Whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in your life, whatever it is you don't feel confident enough to actually do, see yourself doing it. And I always tell people, if you can see it, it's possible. I cannot see myself as a surgeon. I can't see that. No matter how hard I try, I can't see that, because I know that's not for me. But if it's something that I can actually visualize, I can see, then I know that God has put in that into my spirit, that that is possible for me. And sometimes just knowing that it's possible is enough to give you the confidence that you need to take the first step. And the last thing, and this may seem kind of superficial, but I think it's really important, is look the part, whatever that means. So I'm not just talking about doing your hair and your makeup and all that, even though that's really important. I'm saying, listen, honey, you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to move and shake and get out there and let folks know what's what. Then you got to dress the part. I remember when I was just starting off in this business, and I knew that I wanted to be on the air. I knew I wanted to be a radio personality. I got the job, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. When I tell you, I didn't really try to get my first real job in radio, it just kind of happened. And so I wasn't prepared. And I had a woman that I worked with at the time, and she pulled me aside and she said, look here, honey, you got to look this part. You understand? I can tell you're not quite comfortable with it, but the best thing you can do right now is to embrace it and all of it, not just the skill that it takes for you to do this show well, but all of it, how you look, how you walk, how you, you know, manage yourself, how you walk into a room. So she would tell me, you know, don't put some makeup on, dress up, look cute, smile, be confident, just kind of fake it till you make it, is essentially what she told me. And just doing that, even though I didn't feel it at the time, even though I still lacked the confidence that I needed to do that job really well, I felt a little better about it. And it was easier for me to move into that space where I felt confident and able to do my job. Now, unfortunately, I didn't hold that job for very long, so I wasn't able to complete that transition. But all of that work that I had done up until that point helped me in the next job and the next job and the next job, until now, here I am, 42 years old, probably more confident than I've ever been in my life. And not just in terms of my skill, because I've got 20 years of experience under my belt, but just even in the way that I look and the way and how I carry myself. And now that I know what works for me, I'm confident that I will attract whatever opportunities, resources, and people that can help me. Now, I'm not going to attract everything. And that's the other thing about confidence I think is important to note, is that you can do all of these things, but understand that you'll only attract what is for you. Find out what's good for yourself. I remember when I was single, I was having a really difficult time believing that I would ever find someone, that there was someone out there for me. And I just started, in order to make myself feel better, I started thinking about the people that loved me, not necessarily in a romantic way, but just people who I knew loved and cared about me. And I would literally every day list those names, think about those people, reach out to those people because I felt loved. And the more I started to feel loved, I think the more I kind of grew in love and started to attract love. But I had to remind myself that I'm not going to attract every man that crosses my path. Every man that walks across my path is not my next husband. There's only one. So I can't be disappointed when I go to a party and I don't meet anyone. I can't be disappointed when I go to a meetup and I don't meet someone that's interested in being in a relationship with me. I realize that there's the one that I'm looking for. And so I may have to go to 3 or 4 events or position myself in such a way to attract that person. So even if you don't get all of it, or even if you don't get what you want right away, understand that what is for you and it will come in the perfect time. Know that, and that alone will give you the confidence to just keep trying. You won't at least lose confidence when it doesn't happen right away. Does that make sense? I'd love to know if it resonates with you. So would you please leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening to, or find me on Facebook or Twitter at I Am Shauna Renee, or email me at DJ Shauna Renee and tell me what you think. I'm sorry, that's DJ Shauna Renee at gmail.com to tell me what you think. Also, if you have a question or a topic that you want me to discuss, or maybe someone interesting that you'd like me to interview for the podcast, you know, this is not just about what I want to talk about. This is about what you want to learn about, what you want to hear about, what you want to know about. So feel free to reach out to me. All right. So let's see, what time is it? I got to go pick up my boy. Please, ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourselves. And most importantly, take care of each other. Until we meet again. Peace.